working together to build up our trade relationships with our trading partners. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. I talked with Hunter Roberts. He's the Secretary of the South Dakota Department of Agriculture. And we talked about the importance of keeping these trade doors open, especially Mexico and Canada.
Well, you know, the last few years, Governor Roden, as Lieutenant Governor, has led a couple trade missions, one to Mexico, which was excellent with our ag industry generally, and then we went to Taiwan and Japan last year. Have plans for a few this year, too, and that's been a great process. Certainly, the state's perspective is we need to be in there with our businesses, with our ag producers, shoulder to shoulder, helping them open doors and make trade deals. When you look at internationally, you know, that's the federal government's role to play in that. Certainly, we're there to support, but as you know, President Trump is a New York real estate guy. He loves deals. He got us USMCA the first time, which sounds like there's some opportunity for improvement there. And we're hopeful that, as myself, an ag producer, that he makes some brilliant, beautiful deals for our ag community and helps open trade doors, because I think his perspective that, you know, we're not treated fairly in a lot of things is absolutely true.
Agree with you on that. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins has been traveling around the Midwest, around the states, kind of getting herself introduced, talking about her plans for the USDA. I know last week she was in Iowa. Any thoughts on when she might be visiting our general neck of the woods here in the South Dakota, Minnesota region?
Well, certainly Governor Roden and myself have talked to her and invited her to South Dakota to come on a visit. We proposed the Governor's Ag Summit, have her be our keynote June 17th in Deadwood. No set date there for sure, but she did promise us she'd be in South Dakota within her first 6 months, and I know she'll do that.
Improving our trade deals. With your Farm News Updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.